Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Time on the Mic, the podcast that looks at life and various subjects through the eyes of myself. I am GT, a 63-year-old baby boomer. I'm here with Daniel.
A 16-year-old Gen Zer.
All right, so a quick update on where we're at. So as of today, we have 82 downloads. So that's basically doubled from the last time we got together. So.
That's something.
And we actually have one follower. Their name is Gravedigger. So Gravedigger, if you are listening, thanks, man, or woman, or something else. We appreciate it. But if you are a listener, drop us a line. Our email is timeonthemic, Mike spelled M-I-C, at gmail.com. And we have a new Facebook page. So our new Facebook page is Time on the Mic Podcast, all the words spaced out, instead of Time on the Mic space Daniel. I hope that makes sense. Did I say that right?
Yeah, the other one will still be there, but that's for the backing of the new business.
Yeah, so account. The way Facebook works now, and I'm new to Facebook, so bear with me, I'm learning it. So I did some research on how to do a Facebook page affiliated with a podcast, and apparently you have to have a business page, which you can't have a business page without a personal page. So there's a lot of going back and forth. So if you go to the old page, it won't automatically direct you to the new page, but there's some information on how to get to the new page. So, but on the new page, it has our email, our website. We're going to start posting pretty regular on there about new episodes. And I did post on there today that if you are a listener and you provide some suggested topics and we pick some, we may invite you to be a guest on the show.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's interesting.
So yeah, we can, so it can be anywhere. We can accept phone calls. So you don't have to be in the area where we're at, the super secret Time on the Mic compound, somewhere in the Midwest in the U.S. We should have a contest to see if anybody can figure out where we're at. We've given out enough clues. I know that. All right. So, Daniel, how's your week going?
Doing pretty good.
How can you elaborate on that?
Okay, I guess I'll elaborate. So, I had my first hockey game.
Your first two?
Yeah, my first two on the same day.
Two W's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First game of the season is a shootout 3-2. Went to five rounds, I think, or something like that. And then the next game was 2 hours later, and we won 8-3.
I meant to ask you when that game was over. So you had kind of a conversation with the player on the opposite team.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
So normally in the game before, at the game that we did shootout, I had a conversation with somebody else in a friendly way because – He was one of my friends, but the guy on the other team, the other game.
Because all I saw was he said something to you, you said something to him, and he started to walk away, and he turned around and said something else. Like, what'd you say?
So, at the end of the game, on the 8-3 game, the later game, so basically I made a blocker save, and
so explain what that is.
So a blocker is the other side besides the glove. So there's a glove hand and there's a blocker hand that holds with the stick. To make a blocker save, it's normally down, like low on to the ground, mid or high. It was very high.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been top corner. Mm-hmm. I blocked it. Guess who's there? That guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he complained about? High sticking on him. So
he thought you high-sticked him?
On purpose.
Mm.
So I just had my stuff up already, and he complained about it. I was like, it's just a part of the game.
So what did he say to you?
He said...
Can you repeat it?
Well, it was friendly then. He said, I don't want to be a... I wasn't trying to be a douchebag, but I don't know what you were trying to do or whatever, but just try not to high-stick or anything. That's basically what he was a goalie as well, but... I was just trying to, you know, I didn't tell him that I was making a blocker save, but if he just calmed down and realized, he probably would have realized.
Well, I heard you say it's part of the game, and he started walking away, and that's when he turned around and said something. I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know either. Yeah,
he wasn't too happy. But I think he got over it, and he said something to you when you were at the end of the game.
Yeah. He said he's not trying to be a douchebag, so, but just try not to high stick.
Well, here's my advice to you in a situation like that. You got to learn how to be quick. So when somebody says, "I'm not trying to be a douchebag," you should say something like, "Well, that's funny. You sure look like one."
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and it was cold.
Well, I can't do that though, what you just said, because that's somebody who is trying to get me on. They try to recruit me this year, actually, to be a goalie on their team. Mm. So
maybe it was a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, and it was a cold night, and after the first game, this guy that was on your team, I don't know who he was, I've never seen him before, but he's walking around with his shirt off, and all you guys are wearing shorts, and I'm like, I've got like a parka on and a hoodie and a t-shirt, and I'm like, holy shit, that guy's got to be freezing. All right, so what was the highlight of your week so far?
I'd say definitely that, and probably playing human fantasy this week.
Oh, yeah.
For the championship.
I'm sure everybody's on the edge of their seat wondering what's going on with fantasy hockey, so... We are in the championship phase, and it's Daniel and I are going head-to-head for first and second place. And right now, Daniel's up by 12 points.
Yeah.
And projected to win by 30, but...
Yeah. And I only have one more game than you.
That don't mean anything. And just to remind everybody, before when Daniel invited me to join this fantasy hockey league, I told him from day one, even before the draft, I said, well, you know I'm going to win it all, right? I think it'd be funny if I did, because I have no idea what I'm doing. I've got one player that's carrying me through.
I got to say is that I had no faith in my team. I was the last pick in the draft. So,
were you?
Yep. Oh. So I have no faith. Oh. But
well, you should. You're in first place.
That doesn't matter till now.
That's true. That is true.
But yeah, you got Kucherov carrying you. So.
Yes, I do. Without that guy, if I win, I'm going to have to send him some flowers or something. Or whatever hockey.
Everybody could have picked him up, including me. I think he went like third round.
I don't even know why I picked him. I don't even remember.
Lightning, probably. Best player on the Lightning.
I think when we did the draft, I was just like, okay, I like this team.
He's ranked the highest.
I don't know if I even looked at that. It's like I either like the team, I like their name, or something. A couple of them I looked at their stats, but I think I got a pretty good team, actually. All right. So, we're going to talk about a variety of things on this episode. The one thing I wanted to ask Daniel, I was on the internet today, and I'm thinking to myself how things have changed since I was a kid with the introduction of the internet. And I know, Daniel, do you ever remember a time when you didn't have internet or...
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't around.
I probably... don't remember it, but it definitely, I probably was on it.
Yeah.
So
I'm curious what you think of how the internet has impacted society as a whole. I have some opinions that I will give, but I'm curious from someone your age who's basically grew up having it versus my opinion of someone who grew up not having it. So how do you think the internet has impacted your life and society?
So I wouldn't say my life, but I'd say people growing up in my generation and the one next that, you know, it's impacted mental health heavily, I'd say.
Good or bad?
Both ways. And even when it's good, people still complain that they're depressed or whatever, even though they have all this backing and following of people that support them. And then there's people that are ridiculously hating on them. Mm-hmm. So it's something that our generation complains about, but always want to be successful in, basically.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. So the one thing that made me think about this today, so I went to the gym today. I go to the gym 3 days a week. So there's this guy who goes to the gym. All he does is walk around. He doesn't, once in a while he'll work out, but he's got these gigantic ass headphones on and he's got his, he's carrying his phone. And normally he just walks around and doesn't, I mean, he doesn't talk to anybody, but he's walking around today, staring at his phone, not paying attention to where he's going. And he almost ran into me. I'm like, he's coming at me. And I'm like, dude, look up. I'm right here. And of course, at the last second, and he's laughing. He's walking around. I don't know what he was watching, but he's giggling like a little girl. I mean, it's just like, Jesus, man, come on. But yeah, I like the internet for the fact that you can have, like, if you get into a conversation with somebody, you can look up facts real quick. I mean, at least what appears to be fact. You know, there's some stuff, yeah, there's some stuff out there that basically is, people are, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's all BS. But anyway, I personally think the internet is making people stupider.
Yeah. And also the fact that, you know, you have people just being ridiculous to just be ridiculous. They make fake accounts to be not themselves. It's a more of a mind game than it is a thing that it was meant for.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm all for freedom of speech, don't get me wrong, but do I think everyone should have a voice that the whole world can hear? No, I don't, because that's why we're in the situation we're in right now with everybody's got an opinion, everybody thinks their opinion's the most important, and they have an outlet now through social media, whatever, where they can voice their opinion and attack people they don't agree with, and it's crazy, because and the worst part is the people they go after react to it. You know, you see it all the time. These companies, two people will complain about like a commercial they put out or an advertisement, and they're like, oh shit, we better, you know, issue an apology or redo the this or that so no one's offended. It's like, come on, man, grow some balls. Jesus.
It's the biggest and worst thing that's happened probably in the world as of recent.
And it really makes me wonder, because I always think about when things have a big impact on society, like where things will be. Like, you're 16 now, but what about when, if you have kids, when your kids are 16, what do you think it's going to be like? I mean, everybody's walking around, kids your age, people your age are walking around and they're constantly looking at their phones. They're not really paying attention to what's going on around them. And is that how your generation is going to raise their kids? Because what bugs me to no end is, like, you go to a restaurant or something or in a store, and these parents have these little kids and they plop a device in front of them, and that's what keeps them quiet. You go to a restaurant. We were at a restaurant the other day, and I was looking around, and there was a family of four right in front of us. Every one of them had a device, little kids, parents, and no one's talking to each other.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man, what? You're a family. Talk to each other, you know? So yeah. What do you think when your generation has kids, what kids your age are, that you are now, what do you think it'll be like for them?
It's going to be more advanced, I'd say, but I'd say half in, like, I'd say 65% of parents won't be giving their kids phones or things like that before, like, fourth grade.
Oh, I disagree.
Well,
I think it's going to be soon. Like,
this has been talked about in school before, that if they would, like, people just randomly do talk about this in school. Like, they see kids with their phones and they're like, I never want to have my kid have a phone because they look stupid.
As they're walking around with their phones.
Well, right? I mean, giving it to a child, they don't need the phone. They could have a less technological phone for texting and calling, like what I had.
Right. I mean,
for that, not the...
Right. When a kid reaches a certain age, let's say middle school, I think it's a good idea for them to have a phone in case they have to get somebody if there's an emergency.
Yeah.
But not a smartphone.
I'd say a smartphone would be a fifth grade thing.
Can you fifth grade?
Yeah, that's like what, 10, 11?
Wow. I kind of see it as like, you know, when you have baby showers and when somebody's pregnant and they have a baby shower and they give them all these gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, you got me the latest iPhone for my kid or a new iPad. I can see it.
Yeah.
Do you think in your lifetime, I don't think I'll see it in my lifetime because I'll be dead soon, but do you ever think that you'll see the day when people will have a chip in their head or whatever?
No, I was about to say that before.
Where they can act, they don't need a phone.
Where they activate it by like making a flick of their finger and they like do whatever.
Well, either that or they're going to have some way to see.
Yeah, it like comes out of their hands.
Well, either that or it's something they can do like with optic nerves where like it would project it. They could kind of like you know what a heads up display is in like a fighter jet?
Yeah.
So it's like where they look out on the cockpit, the glass, they can actually, it's actually a screen where
they can see like, projects. Yeah.
That's where I see that going. And that's just like.
Basically, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A screen coming out of your hands that nobody else can see except for you.
So we're all walking around with our hands out?
Not really. I mean, if you just hold out an L, that's how big your phone will be.
Do you think that you think you'll see that in your lifetime?
Not in my lifetime, not at all. No.
I bet you. I bet you they're already experimenting with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some twisted asshole somewhere, probably funded by the government, they're kidnapping homeless people and they're like drilling holes in their head and putting chips in there and oh, come on.
Nah.
You don't think the government would do something like that?
Not right currently. They don't got
technology. Have you ever heard of MK Ultra?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
That's where the government actually created a department to experiment on people with LSD.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we should do an episode on that. It's pretty freaky stuff. So anyway, I think we would agree that it probably doesn't have a good outcome. I mean, the internet being so, everybody's so entwined in the internet, their lives, it seems like. I mean, I don't know.
What would be a good thing to do is for some higher power to just take out a grid system and see how that goes.
Oh, I always thought it would be a hilarious experiment to see what would happen is if one day the internet wouldn't work for anybody. And nobody had cell phone service.
Yeah,
and watch the panic that would ensue.
I was thinking that, but then I think there would be too big of an uprising.
Oh, it would be insane. You would think the world was coming to an end.
Yeah, so I think you would have to do it in like a New York City instead of a global scale. Well,
not global, but United States.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hilarious. I think it'd be a statement on how ridiculous we rely on technology because back in my day when we didn't have any of this crap, I mean, I could rattle off all my friends' phone numbers by heart. I could tell you where they live, their addresses, all that stuff. And now, like if I asked you what my phone number was, could you tell me without looking in your phone?
No, but I do know I grew up learning from my mom. She taught me her phone number and our address.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And as of recently, I've learned my dad's by just memory. And
You're 16 and you just now memorized your dad's phone number?
Well, no, I'd say like at 13 I memorized it. And also,
I'm so proud of you.
I finally got mine because I've had like four different numbers.
Do you know your own phone number?
Yeah, now I do.
Now you do?
Well, because I've gone off of different services, so it's always changed. Mm-hmm. They didn't keep my number.
So if you got something happened and someone would say, like, say you got some type of accident where your phone got crushed and wouldn't come on, and someone said, well, how do we contact somebody to come and get you or tell them what happened? You'd be like, duh, I don't know.
I do. But most people, I'd say, probably don't.
Call 911. Do you have the number for that?
What?
911.
Yeah, it's 911.
Okay. Tough crowd. Jeez.
What?
That was a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I think the reason just the society, at least in the United States right now, the reason we're in the predicament we are with everybody hating on each other and the country's so divided politically, and we're all being manipulated by the media and the politicians for sure. But
fake news, a big thing, just people being able to say whatever they want. People will take it for...
Well, it can be used. It can be weaponized, obviously. Yeah,
people will take it for fact and they won't change their
mind. Right, because nobody does any research. They hear something. COVID's a perfect example. Look at the crap, you know, when they come out... when they said, okay, start wearing two masks, and it's like, what the hell? And you'd see people doing it. I mean, these are the people you got to be really scared of, because it's like, I don't know what to do. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it, you know? And that's kind of, where I was going with this was the two biggest things I think that are affecting the way the world is right now is social media and 24-hour news. Because if you ever watch the news, it's not news for one thing, and I've said this before, but when you're broadcasting for 24 hours a day, you have 24 hours to fill. And there's not enough news, real news, in a day to fill up 24 hours, unless you keep repeating the same shit over and over again.
The wind has changed by 0.2.
Yeah, it's that kind of crap. I mean, the other day when they had that earthquake in New York.
No clue.
I mean, because I was at the gym when it happened, and it was just like, that's all that was on the news. It's like, okay, how many times do you got to say this? I mean, okay, there was an earthquake. We get it. Can we move on? Is there something else going on? But, yeah. So you got 24 hours of news to fill. So, obviously, you're going to... And you got to keep people watching. So, it turns into basically a soap opera where you have to keep the drama up and... You know, stay tuned tomorrow and find out what happens with blah, blah, blah. You know, it's crazy. So anyway, I'll jump off my soapbox here. So what do you got any topics to bring up?
Yeah. So,
oh, you mentioned the eclipse.
Oh, yeah. So how many eclipses has there only been two in your lifetime or more?
Oh, no. That's what I couldn't figure out with this one, why they were making such a big deal out of this.
They're calling it a lifetime, once in a lifetime.
There was one in 2017.
Yeah. That's why I meant, is there more than two that's been in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've probably, well, solar eclipses?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I remember lunar eclipses. There's probably, oh, crap, there's been quite a few of those that I remember. I remember when I was a teenager, my friend and I, some of this I'll leave out, but so there was a park by our house. So we got those, I don't know what they call them, those lawn chairs that lay out like a bed. You know what I mean? They have a foot in the back. So we truck up to the park with a bunch of supplies and we laid those things flat so we could see straight up. I got pictures of that somewhere. But anyway, we sat up there all night basically and watched the lunar eclipse. That was pretty cool.
What is a lunar eclipse?
What's the opposite of a solar eclipse? When the moon gets blocked out.
So just straight sun?
No, it's just black. So the moon is there and then it's not. And then it passes. I believe it's the shadow of the earth passing. You got the sun and then sun shining on the earth and it creates a blocks the light.
Yeah.
So, and I'm probably totally fucking this up. But anyway, so it's like it covers up the moon as it passes and then it slowly comes back. So it's just like that. Like a solar eclipse, except it's at night with the moon. So the moon's there, then it's not, then it's back.
It kind of doesn't make sense to me.
Why?
I don't know. It just, since you say it goes completely dark.
Well, not completely, but you can see.
I think the opposite of a solar eclipse would be very bright.
Well, no, because it's at night. Well, what? You look up in the sky, you see the moon, right? And it's not like a, because you can actually look at it with a bare eye like you're not supposed to with a solar eclipse. So then the shadow of the earth covers the moon until it gets out of the path, and then it comes back.
Oh, so the sun shines on something else?
It's the earth block. The sun is shining on the earth, and it creates, you know how, like, if you stand in front of a bright light, somebody stands in front of a bright light, and it looks like a silhouette?
Yeah.
It's that, kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense?
So a shadow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, tell us about the eclipse, the solar eclipse.
Yeah, so in 2017, we weren't allowed to, I was like, what, third, fourth grade, something like that? Mm-hmm. Definitely like fourth grade.
It was 6 years ago.
Yeah, third or fourth grade. But we weren't, nobody was allowed to.
7 years ago, sorry. As we've already figured out, I don't know how to count past five.
We weren't allowed to watch the solar eclipse. Schools bought their students the glasses, and we weren't allowed to get out of school. Kids got out of school to watch it. We didn't even go outside. So I was sad about that. I was like, it's once in a lifetime, and we can't even do this.
Well, obviously, it's not once in a lifetime.
Well, now it's twice in a lifetime. But
so this time you got to see it?
Yeah, because I went to the other school.
Okay.
I go to
so
two
tell
schools.
Us about it.
So I go to two schools, and their whole entire school got glasses. And
somebody made a fucking killing on them glasses, man.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember people selling those.
I saw it on.
I went to the store the other day, and it's like, it's a huge rack of these things. Yep. Buy your eclipse glasses, ISO certified. And I'm like, oh, you got to be shitting me.
There's glasses that take photos and everything. But yeah.
So if you use 3D glasses, does it make it look like it's happening right in front of you?
But also on the glasses topic, I saw on Marketplace, people are selling glasses for like $5,
$10. Oh, my God.
Even though they're at the store for like $2.
And now you walk in a store and there's like, hey, would you like a free pair of glasses on your way out?
But, yeah, you can save them. So I guess that's...
For the next one?
Yeah, which I think...
It's
I'm
next
not
week,
sure.
Twice, three times in a lifetime?
I think it's...
Save them for the lunar eclipse.
I think the next one's in...
Just in case.
In 2099, I think.
2099?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, shit. Really?
That's why it's once in a lifetime, I guess.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, how can there be one 7 years ago? And
I don't know.
You gotta
don't
wait,
ask me.
You got to wait 70 years for the next one?
I guess.
It's not Halley's Comet, which I remember when that happened. I saw that.
Yeah?
That comes around once every 76 years. But, yeah, I saw that.
How was that?
Didn't live up to the hype. But I saw it. I mean, it was a dot in the sky with a bit of a tail behind it.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know, I was expecting it like to just buzz over my head, go whoosh. It was too far away.
But yeah, the school gave out the glasses.
Is anybody freaking out?
No.
Because back in the olden days, before they had any kind of communication, apparently when an eclipse would happen, it would cause people to like freak out. Like they thought the
sacrifice
world...
Sacrifice things?
Yeah, they thought the world was coming in, the gods were angry or some shit. And it's like, Jesus.
Well, because they're taking away their sun god.
Whatever.
It gets dark for like
two minutes. You got it bad? Just think you could have lived back then. Oh my God, the sun's covered up, we're all going to die. Oh wait. Just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're okay now.
Yeah. But the whole school went outside. We watched it. And to back up what you're saying, the joke is now being like that, let's just look at the sun to see if we go blind.
Oh.
So that's what people want to do.
I don't think that's a risk I'd want to take.
Yeah?
No.
But that's what happened.
People were looking at it without the glasses?
Yeah.
For how long?
I don't know. Probably like 5 seconds, maybe. It was bright, and it was hot. Like, yeah. It got real hot.
Well, I was actually, so I know this is going to be fascinating for everybody, but I was actually out mowing, and it's the earliest I remember mowing for the first time. But anyway, I'm mowing. I'm going on. I'm mowing. All of a sudden, I'm going, why is it getting dark? I forgot it. I go, oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. The eclipse. But I just kept mowing. I don't care.
Wow.
So when I was a kid, I was really into astronomy. Well, even into my adult life. But there's a trick you can do with a telescope where you shine the telescope up where the sun is. You find it. And you take a piece of white, like poster board or something, and you hold it in front of the eye end, you know, where you normally look through, and it shines through, and you can see the sun. Like, you can see sunspots and crap. So for an eclipse, you can do that and actually watch it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've done it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not this time?
No, I was mowing. It's like, I'm not going to quit mowing because there's an eclipse. Big deal. And then, like, oh, my God, we're going to die. I better hurry up and get this mowing done.
Yeah, we were out there at school trying to watch it for, like, I'd say 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
It didn't take that long.
So I got some photos and videos, some good ones.
It seemed like it happened pretty quick. Like, it was over pretty quick.
Eh.
Yeah?
I mean, the part where it was percentile covered, yeah, but
yeah.
It being... going smallerly covered, it lasted a
so
long time.
The next time there's a lunar eclipse, you'll have to come over. Maybe we'll do a live podcast.
Yeah,
because I got your dad's big ass telescope in my garage.
We just go, wow, it's dark outside.
Wow, look at that. When's it gonna get light?
But actually though, what made me upset,
you were upset.
I checked Facebook and my school gave the little kids glasses, and they got out of class.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And also...
Well, there's probably a new sheriff in town, probably a new principal or...
Yeah. But also in the high school, they weren't giving out glasses.
No?
No, but some classes did, like the cool teachers that didn't
So what
care.
Would happen if all the kids said, screw you, we're going outside to try to stop us, man?
No, that would never happen.
We're not gonna take it.
Is that what that song's for? What's it for?
What?
We're not gonna take it.
It's basically a youth rebellion theme.
That's it.
Yeah.
Not like a war theme. Like,
oh, could be.
Could I mean, be.
You could apply it. It's not specific to any one thing. It's just if somebody tells you to do something and you don't want to do it, you just say, "We're not gonna take it, man."
Wow.
Have you seen the video?
No, probably.
You don't remember Twisted Sister?
Yeah. I don't remember, but I know of.
Have you ever seen them when they were back in the day?
I've seen photos.
Yeah. Back in the big hair days?
Yeah.
Big hair metal? Yeah.
Where they kind of look like chicks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. They had makeup on. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. The album cover, that looks pretty cool.
So that video was, they used the guy Niedermeyer from Animal House. Do you ever see Animal House?
No.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. Pretty funny video. There aren't too many good videos, but do they even have videos anymore?
For what?
For music.
Music? Yeah. Well, they don't do it for an entire album, but they do it for like three songs.
Well, where do you, so everything's like YouTube-based? It's not?
YouTube, Spotify has videos.
Yeah.
There's YouTube Music that has,
but like back in the day, that's the whole reason MTV and VH1,
Vivo, yeah,
that's what they did.
Yeah, and
now it's
that's all, how you got popular. Really.
Now it's, you know, I'm 16 and pregnant, or whatever. Is that still a show on MTV?
I have no clue. Yeah. MTV's washed.
It's not around anymore.
I mean, it is, but nobody,
what's on there?
The Ridiculousness.
Like what? It's all reality shows, right?
No, the show Ridiculousness.
What's that?
It's a...
Never heard of it.
You know... I don't remember his name. That's terrible.
Is it one of them jackass things?
Kinda. So he... It's... I know the... Not the main guy, but... It's three people, and then they have guests, but... They just watch videos of people getting hurt. and funny videos. So the main guy's a very renowned a skateboarder.
Oh, okay.
So.
So that reminds me of something. I'm glad you said that, because I still don't understand this, but you may not even remember this, but this was several years ago, and I don't even know why. It was just me and you at your house, and we were watching. I was playing with your dogs, and you were watching YouTube, and I happened to look up at the TV, and it was two guys buying hockey cards on eBay. Remember this?
I don't know.
And I said to you, are we really watching two guys buy hockey cards on eBay? And you go, yeah.
Are you sure it was hockey cards?
Yeah.
Really?
And I go, why are we watching people buy hockey cards on eBay? Well, this is cool, man. Look what they're buying. And I'm just like, what is the deal? Like, why do people watch people watching stuff or watch people playing video games or watch people opening boxes? What do you get out of that? I mean, it's
entertainment.
How's that entertaining?
It is.
The video game thing I can see, depending on who's doing it. Because I've watched some videos of this guy on YouTube called Rad Brad. And he's funny. I mean,
yeah.
I remember one time I started watching him because I was playing, I think it was a Batman, one of the Arkham games, and I couldn't get past this thing. So I thought, well, I'll go in here and see how the hell you get past this. So I'm watching him play this game. And there are some spots in that game where you get like a jump start. You know, I mean, shit happens that you're not expecting.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was, but you can hear him. Like, he goes, whoa. And you could tell, like, he moves away from the mic because it shocked him what happened. And he knocked his chair over. And you can hear him. He's kicking his chair. He's going, fuck you, chair. That is entertaining.
Yeah.
But to sit there.
Does he not have a face cam?
A face cam?
Yeah. What's a face that? Cam. Like, you can see
him. Not normally.
See? No.
Yeah? Go look at how much. That guy's a freaking multimillionaire.
No, he's definitely not.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, look him up. How many subs?
Subs? What is it, like sandwiches?
No. What's like that subscribers.
Mean? Oh, he's got millions.
Yeah? How many millions?
Look him up.
Also, does he get, monetized?
That's how he makes his money. All he does is play video games.
Is he monetized?
Yeah.
He doesn't say outlandish things with a lot of cuss words?
No.
What you just said does well, not make that. Well, that,
but not as a rule. He basically plays the game, and he's like, oh, you
What's
know.
What's his name?
The Rad Brad.
Rad Brad, huh?
I looked him up one time.
Oh, he does got a lot of subs.
He's a freaking multimillionaire, man.
There's no way, though.
Oh, yeah, see what he's worth. Because that's all he does.
He's washed, I'd say, because his last videos haven't reached above 100K, and he has 13.5 million subscribers. Buddy is
Hey, we got eight, we got 82 downloads.
Yeah, but for his
that's
sake,
pretty impressive.
For
from where
sake,
I'm sitting,
he is washed. Almost 9K.
All right, well, look up how much he's worth.
All right.
Last time I looked, it was like $3 million.
Yeah. Oh, I know who this is. I don't know him for being the rad Brad, but
I can't remember what his real name is. But he was one of those guys that hit it at the right time in the right place. He was one of the early game players on YouTube.
So he makes between, this is an estimate, he makes around $1.1 million a year.
Playing video games?
And
sign me up.
This is as of 2022. This is estimated as well. And anywhere between 6K to 95K per month.
Mm-hmm.
So an average of 70.
Not a bad gig, huh?
Well, I would love to do that.
What do you think I could make going on, starting a YouTube channel playing video games?
Probably nothing, because you probably don't talk during games.
Oh, I would talk.
You do?
I would.
You don't play with anybody, though. That's a problem.
Well, neither does he.
Yeah, but...
Play with? What do you mean? Like...
But that's That's early YouTube stuff where you could do whatever you wanted by yourself and not be in a group and be successful.
He still does stuff.
I know, but he's not successful anymore.
Yeah. Oh, he only makes $95,000 a month?
Well,
that sounds pretty.
That's of 2022. He has fallen off since then. His viewership has.
Yeah. Well, he's probably taking his money and running.
Yeah. Net worth being. So in 2019, so he grew at one point, like heavily. Mm-hmm. And then he must have played a game that everybody was playing and everybody was subbing.
Oh, yeah. He
watching.
Does all the. Because these companies will send him all the games for free and he plays them and rates them.
So if he's playing games for free, then he's getting advertisement money.
So, oh, probably, yeah, because he'll say, you know, thanks to Sony for giving me this game.
Yeah, so he's getting sponsor money. That's right, where he's making all his money more. He probably gets...
Well, you get money on YouTube based on how many people look at it, right?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Nope, because you have to be monetized.
What does that mean? How do you do that?
Monetize basically meaning that you are publicly okay to be on the platform that video is. You don't have hate speech. You don't have cussing. You don't have anything edgy. Nothing. You cannot be yourself, basically.
You can't say, fuck you, chair.
Yeah, basically, you can't because there's like a
And who monitors that? So they actually have people. I mean, there's
got to. Yeah, and they're normally terrible at it.
But there's got to be a bazillion.
YouTubers get very angry because they only have three strikes and then your channel's gone.
But there's got to be a bazillion videos they uploaded to that site in a daily basis. How can you possibly monitor all that? It's got to be put through some type of AI.
There is an AI, but it's throughout, because in the beginning of some YouTubers, it's like it gives an advisory, so they get monetized.
Okay.
Like advisory that this has cussing, blah, blah, blah. This is what's in it, blah, blah, blah.
But I thought the way YouTube worked was they go after the guys who get a lot of views because they add advertising, and that's how they sell advertising. Isn't that the way it works?
What?
I thought...
YouTube does not put anything on YouTubers. They don't advertise nothing.
Well, the hell they don't.
They don't.
You watch a video on YouTube and either... At the beginning or somewhere in that video, they're going to have an advertisement for something.
Yeah, for something, but that's not the YouTuber talking about YouTube.
But what I'm saying is, so if I start a YouTube channel and I get a bunch of viewers, right?
Yeah.
And I reach the threshold where YouTube says, okay, this guy, we want to hook up with this guy so we can sell advertising. So YouTube kicks some of that money back to that guy or that person, right?
No, that's all YouTube.
Well, so how do you make money on YouTube? I always hear
sponsors. Sponsors and being big.
Oh, sponsors. So the advertising means nothing?
Correct.
Interesting. So, well, I had a misunderstanding of that.
Basically, you, like I said, you only get three strikes.
Yeah.
So that's why YouTubers request for somebody real to actually watch their video to show them, wow, I didn't do whatever I was striked for.
I could see, but if you have a video, how can you run that? I mean, because you could be making a bunch of offensive gestures. How's AI going to pick that up?
It's a sped up process, but it basically scans what words you say.
No, I'm saying visually. If you're not saying it, like, let's say you have a...
No one knows.
How?
It just does. I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, let's say you had a 50-second video where you're just sitting there flipping people off and not saying a word. How are they going to know?
It just does. Because also it could be brought up to... It gets brought up to people, like actual people.
Well, yeah, somebody rats you out. I get that. But, I mean, if you run it through some computer program, they're not going to... It's got to be something you say. They're going to pick up keywords, right?
Yeah. Well, also there's another thing of, like, report system, because there's a report system. So if people just report it a decent amount...
Be a snitch.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. End up in ditches.
Yeah. Virtual stitches on YouTube.
Yeah. Basically.
All right. What else you got?
I don't know. Let me look here. Let's see if I got anything in notes.
So while you're looking that up, I want to tell everybody, I've been putting out the feelers to get some guests on. We had one guest so far, and that seemed to go pretty good. I've got... an email out to a local, I think I talked about him before, the guy that owns a comic shop. So we'll see if he wants to come on. Hopefully he will. I think it'd be a good show.
So I got a topic for another episode we could start off with, but how about we talk about, have we talked about the last games we played and how often we play games and...
What kind of games?
So basically how many...
Like the other night when we played hide and go seek?
No. So basically, how many hours do you think you have on games?
Video games?
Yeah, because I could see it, but you can't. So I should...
You can see what?
I can see your hours.
How the hell can you see my hours?
Because I have a PS5 and you don't.
Well, rub that in my face.
But I could...
How can you see that?
In two episodes, I can relay what you think. What if you give me your estimate, I will write them down.
You mean total?
Yeah, total hours played.
Since I turned on my video game like 6 years ago?
Yeah, in each game though. Like,
how can you see that?
PS4 tracks it. PS5 tracks it.
So you can look up anybody?
Yeah, kind of. If they have their stuff public or two friends.
So what you're saying is I got to go in and change my settings?
No, because we're going to do this for the podcast now. So
how many hours? Total hours?
And so I can add them all up, but in episode Wait. After the next, I'll give out the info.
Oh, my God. Does that count for the PS3?
No.
Just the PS4?
PS4.
Well, the last game I played was God of War Ragnarok, and I think it took me like 6 months to get to the end, which I don't think I've really finished. Well, I finished it, but there's stuff that I...
And take into account me being little, coming over here to play some games as well.
Oh, God. Hours?
Yeah. So what do you... So before you...
I'm going to say...
Well, before you do all... How about what's your most spent time on a game? Like, which game?
Probably God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, it's either that or the God of War before that. What was that called? Was it just God of War?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great games. But
I don't know who makes them. Do you know who makes them? Same people that make Assassin's Creed or no?
Gravitas, right? No, it's someplace in San Diego.
Santa Monica Studios.
Yeah. Santa Monica, San Diego, what's the difference?
I have no clue. Just the name.
Yeah.
Really?
They're awesome games. You don't like them though, do you?
I played the demo for Ragnarok, mm-hmm. I think, and I just liked it. So
why?
Too much for me.
Too much?
Which is a weird thing to say because I play Souls games, but...
The hardest thing about the God of War games is fighting them goddamn Valkyries.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You can't kill them bitches.
Well, how many
and
hours?
Then and then you go on YouTube and you watch like Red Brad. He's like, oh, he's talking away. Oh, by the way, I went to the grocery store today. And meanwhile, he's kicking the shit out of this thing.
Yeah.
And he's over in 5 minutes. And I'm like, come on, dude. How many times did it really take you to do that?
But in all... How many hours do you think you have in all for all your games? And I should be able to see this, by the way.
Let's see. How many hours in a month?
Well, it's actual... See, you're going to calculate this, but it's going to be wrong what you're going to say.
I would say 4,000.
Okay. So another thing to add, though... PS4 tracks it. It could be, it will track it either correctly dead on, or it will be like 1,000 off or 2,000.
Is it play, or is it how long the machine's been on, or how?
How long the game was open and you were actively using it.
Oh, I forgot about the golf game. God, I used to play that a lot.
But the PS4 tracks it could be very off, because I know me playing Red Dead 2... I know I have a lot more hours than it says, so.
I'm going to go with 4,000.
4,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't count PS3?
No. Yeah, my hours will be
Jesus.
Way past that.
Yours will be like...
You want to
47 million!
No, I know. Definitely not that much, but.
Do I want to take a guess on yours?
Yeah, I have. I can't tell you.
Since you had a PS4?
Yeah, and PS5 games.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so take into account, let's say, so I played a game for 2 weeks, okay? And this is maybe 3 days out of the week for 2 weeks. And it ended up being, I'd say 4 weeks. It ended up being, because I don't like to play games much, I guess, anymore. Ended up being 40-something hours to 27-something hours. So take a guess.
15,000.
15,000 in all? That's crazy.
Why?
I don't like that.
Do you know what it is?
No, I have no clue.
Are you going to, when you find out, are you going to go, holy shit, I just wasted my life?
Well, I know it's inaccurate as well for at least PS4, but.
I know when I played that, not the first God of War, but the one before Ragnarok, because there was other ones for the PS3, my freaking thumb was so sore because you get stuck on a, like, they have, I'm sure everybody knows what the boss fights.
Yeah.
So it's basically a series of the same moves over and over, you know, because you get into a pattern.
Maybe in that game, not Souls games.
Well, you get into a pattern where, you know, oh, he's going to do this now, and he's going to do that now, here's how I counter it, whatever. But you do that for 2 or 3 hours straight, and my thumb was so sore. Yeah. I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
So was there bosses in God of War that are like, you beat it finally after 3 hours of trying to beat it, and then it has a second phase?
Oh yeah, there's not just one.
Yeah.
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 Cuz there's,
that really gets to you.
There's gods you got to fight.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all have different powers and mm-hmm. tricks they use.
Yeah.
But the Valkyries are the worst. Those damn things. Yeah. I remember in the first God of War that had the Valkyries, I mean, it took me, I bet you it took me not a week straight, but about a week over time to finally beat the one. And man, you would have thought I just won the lottery. I was like, what? I beat the bitch. What?
So you're saying that God of War is your favorite game of all time? Or what are you thinking?
No. My favorite game of all time is the first Last of Us. Because that God of War is my favorite as far as playability and visually, but
season. Is that probably your favorite series of games?
God of War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, above Last of Us.
I didn't play the second one.
Okay.
But the first one. I mean, the first one was it was a game, yes, but it had such a good story. I mean, it like sucked you into the story.
Yeah.
Even though it was like, you know, total make-believe bullshit, zombies, but it was like the story between the two main characters was really well done.
And then the second one had terrible reviews and nobody likes it.
I actually, getting back to the Rad Brad, because I heard, before it even came out, there was a bunch of stuff leaked about what they had did with some of the characters, because they killed off one of the main characters, and they did it in such a way, it was just so stupid. But anyway, so, and it probably killed sales because anybody that was interested in it knew about that and they're like, oh, I'm not even going to buy this. But I did watch Rad Brad play the game and yeah. I mean, it looked really cool, but
I'd say what truly kills sales is the trailer, first off. And second off, if people didn't like the trailer or sketchy about the trailer, they will watch somebody play the whole game before they will buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the trailer was good, but when all this stuff got leaked before the game was released about stuff they were doing, because it was all that woke crap, because, you know, now all of a sudden there's a trans person, and they killed off one of the main characters, and people were just like, holy shit, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
So
GTA 6 has basically been completely seen to the world, just like how Deadpool, the new Deadpool movie, has been seen basically by photos of just people by just being on the open set of just taking photos and videos of them acting.
On the set?
Yeah.
They don't ban? You'd think they'd ban that stuff. No.
As long as you don't talk, huh. I guess. I don't know.
But why do people do that?
I don't know. Internet.
But I mean, why though? What do they get out of it?
Popularity.
For likes? What does it mean?
Popularity and likes.
Okay, that's another thing. What the hell? So somebody likes something you put on Facebook or whatever. What does that mean?
Nothing in particular, really. Could be it's funny. Could be they like it. Could be they hate it, really.
But I mean, people seem so hyper-focused on, I got to get likes. I got to get this. I got to get that.
That shows
means absolutely nothing.
It shows popularity.
But so what does that mean?
Shows popularity in your videos. So basically how...
But what do you don't get anything for it. Like, nobody's going to bring a bag of cash to your door.
So, basically, it gives... Likes gives out an algorithm, like YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. It gives out an algorithm where it's shown on other people's feeds. That's how that works.
Okay, but again, so what?
That's just how you grow as a content creator.
But what do you get out of it?
Money.
How?
More money.
From sponsors?
Yeah, that you're because you're becoming more popular as the days go on.
All right.
You get seen on, if you have like a funny clip or funny sports clip or anything, you get on SportsCenter and you get likes, and that's how you get on SportsCenter. And like TMZ has a lot of fake news, but if you get a lot of likes, you'll get on that.
Jesus, what a world.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming up on an hour, so we should probably wrap this one up. We do want to acknowledge our sponsor once again, C&J Superior Tools. Check them out on Facebook. They have a Facebook group, C&J Superior Tools. And I once again forgot to write down the phone number. Do you know what it is?
I told you what I know.
We'll get that to you. Listen to a past episode if you want the phone number. You got anything else?
Not right now.
All right. So once again, we have a new Facebook page. It's Time on the Mic Podcast, all the words spaced out. Check that out. We're going to start posting stuff to that fairly regularly when we're doing some special event or when episodes are getting ready to upload. But drop us a line, timeofthemic@gmail.com. We have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, which is now X, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Nobody calls it X, though.
I know. So stupid. Oh, we should talk about the Elon Musk thing we were talking about on our little road trip the other day about the solar panels. Not right now, but...
Yeah, then. Next episode.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Dun, dun, dun. All right, you got anything else?
Nope.
All right, so we're going to wrap this one up. This Time on the Mic is over.